Sorry, you're good to go.
Give me one second, Madam Chair.
My printer, okay. Well, should I do the opening? Were you going to do the opening, Mr. Barlow?
Yeah, I'll do the opening for the reorg once Laura gives me the high sign.
All righty, thank you.
Okay. I'd like to
I'm only
call
here for the reorg, so I just I'll drop after. Thanks.
Okay, I'd like to call the reorganization meeting of the Piscataway Township Planning Board to order. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, adequate notice of the meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. A notice sent to the Star Ledger, notice made available to the township libraries and posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building and made available through the township clerk. Also, in keeping with the Department of Community Affairs guidelines, we're conducting this meeting via a virtual platform on Zoom. The login notice and was sent out with everything, and we will allow members of the public to be heard as if they were in present. With that being said, I'd ask that Laura call the roll, please.
Mayor Waller.
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Ms. Corcoran.
Here.
Ms. Saunders.
Here.
Reverend Kenny.
Present.
Mr. Atkins.
Here.
Mr. Ahmed.
Here.
Mr. Echeverria.
Here.
And Madam Chair.
Here.
First item on the reorganization
We're
meeting
gonna
agenda.
stand for the saluted flag.
Oh,
Gonna
not
do
on
that.
this. Yep, you're absolutely
The
right.
flag's behind Chairwoman Smith. Maybe we could all stand and salute that.
Okay, fair
The
enough.
Pledge of Allegiance
To the
to
flag
the
of the
United
United
States of
States of
America,
America
and
and to
to the
the Republic
Republic
for which it
which
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation,
nation
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty and
and
justice
justice for all.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. The next item on the agenda would be the election of a chairperson, and I will accept nominations for same.
Mr. Barlow, I'd like to nominate Brenda Smith, who's been a able body chairperson for a number of years.
We have a second.
Carol Saunders,
Okay, I'll
second.
second it.
Any other
Great.
nominations? Hearing none, could we have a vote on Ms. Smith's nomination for chairperson?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Of course, yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
And Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
Madam Chair, congratulations, and I turn the meeting over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Barlow, and thank you, Mayor, for your vote of confidence. To further our meet agenda for our reorganization meeting, the next item on the agenda, which is item number five, the election of a vice chairperson. Is
Madam
there a
Chair,
nomination for
if
vice
I may, I'd like
chairperson?
to nominate Reverend Kenny.
Is there a second?
I'll
Carol
second
Saunders,
that.
second.
Is there another nomination for another candidate? Hearing none, their nominations are closed. Would you please call the vote,
Mayor
Ms.
Waller?
Buckley?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yes. Item number six, election of a secretary. Is there a nomination for a secretary for the board?
I'd like to nominate Carol Saunders, please.
Is there a second?
I will second that, Councilwoman Cahill.
Are there any other nominations for any other candidate? Hearing no other nominations, they're closed. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yes. Item number seven, appointment of a board attorney.
I'd like to appoint, well, wait a minute, we have the assistant
Assistant.
secretary.
Okay, there's a nomination for Assistant Secretary.
I would like to nominate Reverend Kenny.
Do we have a second?
Carol Saunders.
Is there any nomination for assistant, other nominations for assistant secretary? Hearing none, they're closed. Would you please call the roll, please?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. And now we go to appointment of a board secretary, a board attorney.
Attorney.
Madam Chair, I'd like to appoint Tom Barlow.
Is there a second?
Carol Saunders, second.
Roll call.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you all.
Appointment of a planner.
I'd like to appoint CME Engineering.
I will second that.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Appointment
of a recording secretary slash clerk.
Madam Chair, I'd like to appoint a person who is really the heart of this board. Her name is Laura Buckley.
Carol,
I'll second it.
I think we all second it.
Yes, we all agree.
Oh, thanks.
But we still need a vote. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Double yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you.
And for our committee appointments, Mayor?
Well, that's up to you, Madam Chair. Who do you want to give extra homework assignments to?
Well, the site plan, we all are actually appointed to attend. I will regularly attend. Reverend Kenny?
I know Dawn Corcoran's part of it, too, and sometimes...
I'll be there.
Ms. Corcoran, right. There are standing members, I suppose.
Yeah.
On the Board of Education Committee?
Who wants to raise their hand?
Seeing none.
I see everybody's eyes moving.
Not I. Ms. Corcoran?
Why not?
Okay.
We'll give Ms. Corcoran economic development too while she's there.
Okay.
Do it all, Dawn.
I'll take them all. I don't mind.
All right.
Okay.
Motion for an adjournment.
Carol Saunders, I'm making a motion for adjournment.
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
And with that, I bid you good night. Thank you very much for the reappointment. Take care.
You're quite welcome.
We're all official again.
Yes.
Okay. Then we will proceed to our regular township meeting. The planning board, the Piscataway Township Planning Board, will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Ms. Buckley, will you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders?
Here.
Reverend Kenny?
Present.
Mr. Atkins?
Here.
Mr. Ahmed?
Here.
Mr. Echeverria?
Here.
And Madam Chair?
Here. Mr. Barlow, would you read the open public meeting notice.
Certainly, Madam Chair. In keeping with the guidelines disseminated by the Department of Community Affairs, we're having this meeting through a virtual platform, which is appropriate, and the appropriate login information has been provided.
Thank you. The flag can be seen over my right shoulder. Those who can, please stand and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do we have a need to swear in professionals tonight?
No, we could do it at the next meeting. We're not taking
testimony
from Mr. Reinerstein.
Okay. Agenda. Are there any additions or changes to our agenda tonight?
Yes, Madam Chair. Item number 10, which was a discussion on the redevelopment plan for Block 6201, Lot 4.02, has been carried to the February 11th, 2026 meeting. That is the only change I'm aware of.
Okay. Item number 8, adoption of resolution. Ms. Saunders?
Madam Chairman, I'd like to adopt the resolutions to memorialize action taken at the December 10th, 2025 meeting, which there are none.
I think you skipped on item number 7, pay the bills.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, there are none, so item 8 is done.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Item number 7, can I have a motion to pay the duly audited bills?
Madam Chair, I make a motion to pay the duly audited bills.
Can I have a second?
Carol Saunders, second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
I'm sorry, yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item 9, adoption of the minutes of regular meeting of December the 10th.
Madam Chair. Carol Saunders, I'd like to memorialize the adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of December 10th, 2025.
Do I have a second?
I'll second, Madam Chair.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 11, ordinance.
Yes, Madam Chair, this is a referral over from the Township Council with regards to an amendment to an ordinance that deals with fences. And I think what I'll do is let Ms. Corcoran educate the board as to what's being changed.
No problem. So basically, we took a look at the variances that were granted by the zoning board last year. And it appears that a majority of the homeowners are coming in for variances for fences on corner lots. So the recommendation is to amend the ordinance to allow for a fence that's located on what most people would consider the side yard to be located the half of the required distance. So for instance, if you're in an R20 zone, under the current ordinance, that fence would have to be located, if you're doing like a 6-foot solid, 40 feet from both property frontages. Under the ordinance amendment on that side yard, now it would only have to be located 20 feet from the property line. So we really think that by the amount of variance applications we've seen, it's really necessary at this point. The board has been granting this type of variance anyway. They've been required to just relocate the fence half of the required distance. So that's why that's before us this evening.
Are there any questions from the board on this change of variance?
No, but I'm glad to hear it because, I mean, obviously it's a lot of extra work. not just for the town employees and extra paperwork and all that, but also for the residents, where it this is good common sense. And I'm glad to hear, Dawn, that you are frequently looking through those to make good common sense changes.
Does this change improve the sight lines for those on the corner lot?
So you're still not, under the current ordinance, you still cannot place any structures within the sight triangle. That will not be changed. That still remains.
Okay. Should I open it up to the public if the board has no more questions?
Dawn, if I might just ask one question, is it half the current amount, or is it 20 feet off?
So that was just an example. That's a great question. So every zone has a different front yard setback requirement. So depending on what zone your property will fall in, it'll be half of what that required setback is.
Thanks.
So if the setback is 10 feet, then it would be 5 feet.
Correct.
Okay.
And again, that just pertains to people who sort of have two frontages where, okay.
On a corner lot, yeah.
On a corner lot.
Thank you for that clarification.
Thank you.
Mr. Barlow, do you think we need to open it up to the public?
Yes, Madam Chair, because I believe the board will take action.
Okay, members of the public, you've heard the amendment to the fences variance, the fences law, change of fences requirement for homeowners on a corner. If you have any comments to make, would you please raise your hands at this time?
No, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Closed to the public. If you have no questions, members of the board, would someone please make a motion to accept the changes that have been made by the council?
Madam Chair.
Reverend.
Well, I'll offer it, Reverend, if you want to second it.
There you go.
Go ahead, Ms. Madam Cahill.
Yes, Madam Chair, I will make that offer that we accept the amendment to the zoning law as laid out by Ms. Corcoran.
Thank you. Reverend Kenny?
I'll second it, Madam Chair.
There we go.
Thank you. Roll call.
Everybody's so excited tonight. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, just out of an abundance of caution, since this resolution has to get back to the council in order for them to do what they have to do, I did prepare a resolution memorializing the board's recommendation.
Ms. Saunders, do you have a copy of that resolution?
Yes, I do.
Would you please move it, please?
Okay. Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize the ordinance entitled Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 6 for General Regulations for the Fence Ordinance.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please. Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to turn the rest of the meeting over to Mr. Barlow to conduct the rest of the meeting.
Thank you. And I'm going to turn it over to Reverend Kenny, since he is the vice chair and he's raring to go.
Okay.
So I will let Reverend
thank
Kenny.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Item number 12, courtesy review, Board of Education, Fellowship Farm School, Block 8605, Lot 2.01, 1515 Stoughton Road. Is anyone here for that?
Thank you. Reverend Kenny, just I'm going to turn it over to the architect from Mr. Kozik from Spiesel in a second. But just to remind the board, pursuant to NJSA 40:55D-31, public agencies such as the Board of Education, whenever they're going to spend public funds, they have to come before the planning board for our review and recommendations. It's sometimes called a courtesy review, but it's also known as a Title 31 review. And I believe Mr. Kozik, who was here last month for the two other projects, is here again today.
That is correct, Mr. Barlow. And also from Spiesel, we have our Director of Landscape Architecture, Will Suter, on the call as well.
Good afternoon.
Okay, you may proceed.
Thank you very much. So good evening, members. Before I get started, everyone can hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, we're yes. Clear.
Great, thank you. Good evening, members of the Planning Board. Thank you for the opportunity to present today. My name is Justin Kozik. I'm a Senior Project Manager with the Spiesel Architectural Group, and we are the architect of record for the Piscataway Board of Education, and we are here on their behalf to discuss their proposed project with you. Our goal is to provide a clear overview of the project, how it aligns with the New Jersey Department of Education planning standards, and address any questions you may have. We do appreciate your time and your consideration. As mentioned, this is a alteration project at Fellowship Farm School located at 1515 Stelton Road. A little background about the project. The Board of Education has significantly expanded its preschool program over the past 5 years, increasing enrollment from 67 students in the 2018-2019 school year to 648 students in the 2024-2025 school year. To accommodate this growth and meet the programmatic needs of the pre-K initiative, the board has leased classroom space in three separate facilities around the township of Piscataway. In 2024, the district submitted for and was awarded a state grant to support further expansion of the existing preschool program. And accordingly, the board proposes to modify existing classrooms and existing office space at the district-owned Fellowship Farm School located at 1515 Stelton Road to provide in-district classroom capacity for the pre-K program. This expansion will not only support the continued growth of the program, but also ensure that pre-K students can be accommodated should any of the current leased facilities become unavailable. The alterations within the existing building include altering all existing 10 classrooms within the building to meet DOE pre-K requirements, as well as accessibility standards, a new accessible ramp at the main entrance. With this, all the existing fixtures and casework will be upgraded to child height fixtures to meet the pre-K needs. As mentioned, this will also include updating the toilet rooms to be ADA compliant and child height, as well as adding child height toilet rooms to each of the classrooms, which currently don't exist. It will involve the conversion of an existing space for a school nurse office, a secure vestibule for secure entry into the building, full HVAC upgrades throughout the school, as well as abating the existing asbestos that remains throughout the building. In addition, there is a new playground space proposed along Freedom Avenue. The proposed student population for this building is approximately 150 students with a proposed staff of approximately 30. This site also contains the district administration offices, of which there are approximately 35 district administration staff that also occupy this facility. As part of the renovations, there will be, we'll get into the plans shortly, but there are, after the renovations to the building, there will be 79 existing parking spaces to remain, three of which are accessible, and the total area of alterations is approximately 11,800 square feet. So with that, I'm going to share my screen. Okay. Is everyone seeing my screen?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so I am going to move to exhibit CP.1 to kind of give an overview of the building. This entire portion of the building, kind of hatched in this location, is the existing district administration offices. There is no proposed work as part of the scope in this area of the building. The majority of the building, the work will occur in the oldest portion of the school. These rooms highlighted in gray here, as well as on the second floor of that building here. Before we go any further into the inside the building, I am going to turn the floor over to our Director of Landscape Architecture, Mr. Will Suter.
Thanks, Justin. As part of the work, as Justin alluded to, is we are adding an additional playground to the outside in the rear corner off Freedom Avenue and Stoughton Road. That is going to be a 2,800 square foot poured rubber play surface. We will also be including small landscaping around the edge. And Justin, you can probably go to the next slide or zoom up in the top one. Landscape is very minimal. It is really just to shield the students off of the road as well as the parking lot, provide a little bit of extra barrier for that. There is a perimeter fence with a gate with a panic lock on there for safety egress. One exit in and out, again, to control the students. The size of the space, as stated, holds roughly somewhere between 75 and 100 students that are able to be played. And that's broken down to 75 students can fit on the larger play structures, 10 students can play in the smaller play structures, and about 10 to 15 students can play in the auxiliary. There's panels of musical instruments. So the sizing of the amount of students that could go out there fits within the appropriate amount of classes that would be out at one time. As far as drainage, we have taken that into consideration. There is underground drainage below the playground surfacing that will help with maintenance and any sort of stormwater as well.
Thank you, Will. So I'm going to move to exhibit A1.1 to kind of give a blown up detail of the interior alterations proposed within the building. On the main floor of the building, there will be 8 classrooms, each with their own accessible toilet room and accessible casework for the students. There will be a new secure vestibule entry point with a man lock, a security window, and a new security office so no one is able to get onto the building unattended. The existing entry to the building did not have a ramp, only a stair up to that level. So we are including an ADA accessible ramp to provide access to that secure vestibule. A new nurse suite to provide nurse facilities for the students. The existing basement level of this building will remain unrenovated and will be utilized by office staff. And on the second floor of the building, there are 2 classrooms, both of which will receive new ADA compliant toilet rooms as well. And with that, I think that is all we had to share with the board this evening. Are there any initial questions?
Madam Chair, if I may, this is Councilwoman Cahill. This is going to be a real dumb question. So on the second floor, are there elevators in the building?
There is no elevator within the existing building, no.
All right. So they're not fully ADA compliant then in terms of access? Like, I guess I just don't understand what the requirement would be then. How you would, I see the wheelchair accessible bathrooms, but nobody with a wheelchair would really make it up to that second floor. Is that about right?
That would be correct, but in the event
Are you saying,
Hey, can everyone hear me?
I just muted the other room. So it's something on Piscataway TV's end. Sorry, everybody. Can you guys hear me now? Normal?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Reverend Kenny can't speak. He's just going to have to thumbs up because it's something on that end.
I thought Mr. Kozik was doing an EDM concert for our
benefit. Sorry.
Well,
we're awake now. Okay. All right.
Yeah, glad it wasn't. Glad it wasn't me. Okay.
Please continue.
So I'm sorry, Ms. Cahill. You were asking about the existing elevator facilities, correct? And yes. Yeah, so there are no existing elevator facilities, but what we are doing is making them ADA ready in case that an elevator is added to the building.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I know Reverend Kenny can't speak, so I don't know. May I jump in or?
Yeah, without a chair.
Yeah, without a chair here, if I may. So the staff, I do have to say, the staff has some concerns here. One of which is without having a property survey, it's very difficult for us to determine where the proposed improvements fall. That also pertains to the existing improvements. It's hard for us to see, you know, where is this tot lot in relation to the setbacks, the parking, you know, are there encroachments of the parking within township right away? If I may ask a question, how is drop off and pickup being handled? It looks like with the elimination of the parking spaces on Freedom Avenue, it's sort of now with the fencing, it's going to be blocked off. So I'm assuming that's where employees are going to park and the drop off's going to occur off of Commonwealth Avenue. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Is there a property survey available?
So we did a partial survey of the area of the improvements, not a full property survey of the entire site. And that is available. I believe we did send that. Mr. Oliveira, the district's business administrator, reached out to us, and we did provide that to them earlier this afternoon. I'm not sure if that has made its way to the board yet.
I have not seen it.
Okay.
And Mr. Kozik, you may not be aware of this, but based on the staff's concerns, I know that Assistant Township Attorney James Clarkin had reached out to the board's attorney, David Rubin, and Mr. Oliveira to ask for that survey and also to ask for more time in order for the staff to review it so that the planning board would be in a position, you know, to address, I think, what are viable concerns that they have. Because without the survey, it appears the tot lot is going in the municipal right away.
Madam Chair, this is Mayor Waller. I don't know if the architect is aware that we're going to be installing sidewalks out there this year, probably on both streets. the board, they're going to lose all that parking.
So as far as that goes, I think, Mr. Suter, we are showing a new walk going in front of the playground area. Is that correct?
That is correct. There is a partial sidewalk there. All work is behind that current sidewalk, so we are behind the right-of-way for that. As part of the improvements, part of the sidewalk will be extended into there, into the parking lot as well. So that frontage would be, you know, not a concern to be encroaching in any part of the right-of-way.
Are you guys going to be installing bumper stops or anything like that? Or
curb stops would probably, you know, potential to be installed. Correct. Yes.
All right. What about on Commonwealth Avenue?
Commonwealth Avenue, we're not proposing any sort of site work. So any work that would be done, there is actually a lawn strip between the parking that's currently existing and Commonwealth. No disturbance, you know, as far as this project is taken out there, as far as, you know, the bus drop and student drop off area, that's currently where they do it now. We're not proposing any change to that. All work is done on that other side.
I guess my answer is that if the sidewalk, you know, there's normally a 10-foot envelope, it looks like, if you go by your plans here, it looks like the side, the cars are going to be potentially over the sidewalks on Commonwealth.
And again, that goes along with the staff's concerns. I mean, without having a definitive, you know, without seeing something, I understand there's a survey floating around now, and that we really have to see that to see, you know, where is this parking? Is it encroaching in the township right away? You know, how is the sidewalk going to be, how's the parking going to be impacted? Is there really going to be sufficient parking here for this type of use? I know right now you're saying, you know, we're you have 79 parking spaces, I believe, even with after the elimination of the 9, but these are all significant concerns.
Mr. Kosick has said the town has spent millions of dollars in the North Selton region adding new curbing and sidewalks and drainage in the whole area out there. And Commonwealth and Freedom and Justice are next on scheduled in that area to get the sidewalks and things like that. So I think we're concerned that, you know, if this stuff is installed, is that going to impact the availability for handicap accessibility for folks in wheelchairs that need to go out towards the street? Everything goes out towards Stoughton Road. And I guess another concern I think the staff brought up with the close proximity of the, the playground area to where Stoughton Road is that there probably should be some safety bollards installed out there, because, you know, it is a 40-mile-an-hour zone out there with the cars, and, you know, freaker accidents have happened. And I don't know. I'll be honest with you. If this was a normal site review, this wouldn't be going anyplace. So I don't know. I'm just a little miffed at this. I don't know who from the board looked at these plans, just out of curiosity.
We met with a team of members from the Board of Education.
They're okay with encroaching on the sidewalk areas on Commonwealth?
Yeah, we did review this with the board, and they approved it.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, one thing that we've done for I don't know, I guess maybe Ms. Quirk or your thing, for more than 30 plus years, 35 years, we've never allowed encroachments in the right of way like that, especially where the sidewalks go.
If there were encroachments, if this was a typical site plan application, the staff's recommendation would be to deny the application. Obviously, this is during for a capital review. You know,
I don't know what you guys are going to do when the sidewalks go in. You know, it's because they are going to be going in. So, I mean,
so there's actually
the last thing the board wants to see is somebody from the American Disabilities Advocacy Group sue the board and win in court, like big time, for blocking the sidewalks.
So that parking area is a one-way, and the width between the two parking stalls is actually oversized for a one-way. So there is opportunity to extend those bottom stalls by the Freedom Avenue back a little bit and keep that width to be appropriate for a one-way street. The sidewalk currently along Freedom Avenue, I think is, you know, I don't know what you typically have right now at that corner. It's about 10, and that might just be because Commonwealth is a little bit of a more major road. Mm. The typical sidewalk is more like 4 feet. So depending upon if you do go with that 4 feet width along Freedom, it won't, you can encroach back 4 feet from there and take that into the parking stall and install that, you know, and lengthen that in the back and still have the width of that drive be sufficient for code of that one-way parking.
I don't know. So there was a committee from the board that reviewed these plans with you?
That is correct.
And nobody brought up about handicap accessibility? I think that's very odd, to say the least.
In what way?
The sidewalks out there. I mean, we're installing sidewalks all over that neighborhood. I mean, obviously, this is one of the last pieces of the puzzle here. I mean, the county installed a sidewalk out on Stelton Road several years back in front of the school district board. All right. It's very hard to tell without a proper survey in front of us. So,
if I could, Dawn, ask a quick question. So, well, actually, maybe I should ask this the professional. When is construction started? Is expected to start? Do we have a tentative date or a quarter yet, or not necessarily?
Construction would be anticipated to begin in March of this year.
And Dawn, when are the sidewalks planned?
My understanding was sometime this year. Mayor, do we have a more definitive?
And probably when we get the contract out and go out to bid. So there's a potential they may lose some parking spaces on Commonwealth.
So they're not doing any work on the Commonwealth side. So if the sidewalks go in on Commonwealth and then there's parking spaces lost, then they don't, like, if it were a normal application, wouldn't fulfill the parking space requirement. Is that roughly what we're saying here, Dawn? Just want to make sure
we're not confident. We don't know for sure whether or not there's encroachments within the township right away. On Commonwealth, as the architect, or the, I'm sorry, the landscape architect indicated, there is a grass strip out there. There may be the ability to install the sign without impacting that parking, but again, we're not sure. Is there room to maybe shift it back? Perhaps.
Just so, Councilwoman, there were encroachments out there. When the BA for the Board of Ed contacted our office, and then we found out that the board has been illegally using the park as a parking lot for a number of years, which is a violation of Green Acre rules. So, I mean, they were notified of that. So I guess they're not showing that on the plan out there now, using the parkland. So,
are they still using it today, or we don't know?
I don't believe they are. They shouldn't be.
Okay.
That.
No, they are not.
Right.
So the question is, you know, without having the, I just want to make sure I understand here, without having that complete survey, there is an opportunity, because we don't know, that when those sidewalks go in, this particular location on the Commonwealth side is going to lose parking spaces. And if I could just, Mr. Kozik, did you say that that's where all the parking is taking place, is on the Commonwealth side?
Yeah, that's the vast majority of the parking is on the Commonwealth side.
And that front, like, I only know the littler lot on the other side. That is going to be then part of this tot lot. And then what kind of parking is going to be there? I mean, I'm looking at the plans, but they're a little small for me. I'm sorry, getting old.
Oh, yeah. Let me share my apologies.
No, it's not your fault.
And Mr. Kozik, while you're answering that question as well, and I may have missed it, I apologize. Entrance where drop-off would be, if you could just remind me where that is again, that'd be incredibly helpful. Thank you.
That would be this entry right here.
Thank you.
Yeah. And if I could ask, what is in the hatched mark all along the Freedom Avenue frontage? I know you have the tot lot. Obviously, that's where that is being installed, but why is it hatched all the way along Freedom? At first, well, you were putting a sidewalk in, quite honestly, but.
So, yeah, so the intent is due to us having to do connections with the downspouts and the underground drainage. We're tying into the existing inlet of the road.
Okay.
And per, again, your ADA concerns, that was raised by the civil engineers. The intent was, right now that is just asphalt, that we were going to install an actual concrete sidewalk that would connect to that existing one at the corner of Stelton and Freedom. Now, that sidewalk was only going to be the 4-foot-wide typical sidewalk that runs across there. That's why I said the intent was to have those existing parking lots be pushed back, you know, the tiny bit. Because if you look to the right side, see how that angled parking? See the width of that aisle? It's probably about 14 to 16 feet. That's standard for a one-way parking aisle. What we have on the other side is close to 26 to 28 feet. So that's why I said, like, we can take that parking and push that back and not have any concerns about the loss of parking. And you can actually see that darker dashed line that goes around the property. That is the property line. All work, you know, of intent is inside the property line, except for that sidewalk. And really, again, that is just to continue the sidewalk, because you can see it ends at that corner of Stelton and Freedom and then picks up where we're connecting it along the school frontage.
Well, I'm sorry. Could I just ask a question, Mayor? Mr. Sear, just to clarify, so currently that sidewalk there that you have thatched out where you said you were that the Board of Ed was gonna add the cement sidewalk there. That's part of the right of way, is that correct, Dawn? And then is that any part of what we see right now on the Freedom Ave? Is any part of that the partial survey that you have? Like, do you know which?
Yes.
So this side is the side in which you have the survey, but you don't know what the right of way is on the Commonwealth side. Is that about right?
Our survey approximately ends right about, if you can see the hand on my screen, approximately right about here. We did not carry the survey all the way down this road because we did not have any improvements in that area.
Well, so I could tell you right now that the sidewalk on Freedom Avenue will not cut mustard with ADA because it's only 4 foot wide. If you're going to have it up against the curb, it's got to be 5. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dawn.
That's my understanding.
Going along the curb line, you got to have it at 5 feet.
Now, that sidewalk will be flush with the asphalt. So
That doesn't count. You got to have it uniform. You can't have just asphalt mixed up. It's all going to be on one or the other.
We'll confirm that with our civil team.
All right. Trust me, we deal with a lot of wheelchair advocates in this town.
Well, we also are very good at putting sidewalks in the town. And so, I mean, we probably pretty much know what we can and cannot do. But that would definitely be something to look into. But if you say you have space there in that one-way strip, then maybe you have that additional foot you can play with if that's what the requirement is.
Yeah, the extra foot, if it needs to go from 4 to 5, would not be an issue. Like I said, I mean, we have a good, you know, 6, 8, 10 feet that we can easily adjust. The parking would, you know, have to be adjusted a little bit. You might need to stripe one of the spots to transition, because right now it kind of goes smoothly. So you might need a little, you know, dog ear up. But, you know, that would be what we would work with our civil team to make sure that all complies with the codes.
I think there's two items, Mr. Barlow, here. You're talking about putting the downspouts into the storm drain system. You're going to have to contact our public works department and make sure, you know, that there's not a moratorium on the road if you go to do that. But more importantly is with the elimination of where they were parking in Green Acres all these years, puts further pressure on the remaining parking. And then what happens if parents come and they want to park there? That further strains the neighborhood parking around this area for on-street parking. In other words, they're not gaining parking or losing parking, and they may potentially lose more. This is going to be a big issue here, because it's not just about the internals there. It's all about Commonwealth Avenue and Freedom Avenue too. Anyway, if anybody else has any other comments, go ahead.
I'm just curious, because Stelton Road is a county road, do you also have you also submitted everything to the county?
We submitted the package to the county superintendent.
Okay.
Yes.
No, not the educational superintendent. I mean the County of Middlesex Planning Board.
No, we have not.
Because as the mayor said, they may have some concerns that they might want bollards or something to protect. Because a fence isn't going to stop a car, on a busy intersection in a playground.
Yeah, especially at 40 miles an hour. Let's just put it this way. If it was my grandchild or something, I don't know if I would want them in that area right there. I mean, Phil, you could understand that. You got two young kids.
I agree.
Is that the part of Stelton that's still four lanes?
Yes,
it is. Yeah. So two in each. Okay.
All right. I guess Ms. Corcoran, you done asking questions, or since Reverend Kenny's a little bit.
I am.
I think Reverend Kenny's moved with Laura and he can now be heard, but he's muted.
Yeah. All right. You can hear him now. We're good.
Yeah. My concern is the safety of that road, but that road is not always 40 mile an hour. You got big trucks going up and down that road, and these are little kids. These are not kids that are in high school or grade school. They're little tots. And who's going to give the safety when one of these kids get run over because there's no sidewalks there and the traffic gets flowing? You got four lanes of traffic, two each way, and there's big trucks, tractor trailer travels to Selton Road. I'm being a former with the state, I'm a little concerned about this thing with the sidewalk encroachment. So that's my concern, is about safety for those children. I know the board has to do what they have to do, but that's one of my big concerns.
And just to echo that, Reverend Kenny, as someone who dropped their child off at a daycare on Stone Road every day, 40 is the miles per hour, but we all know people go faster and it can be a very dangerous area. And so any safety precaution we can do for our children, I think, is, of most importance.
I'm going to agree with our board worker. Just an extra good set of eyes and some common sense out there would be clear. That is it, I'm just trying to think exactly. I know it, but I'm always going out one intersection. There is a piece of that. Now there is a light right in the area on Stelton Road, but it is a space where people, I don't want to say drag race, but they do speed up, because eventually if you're headed, I guess it's northbound on Stelton Road, the two lanes become one, and the right lane, well, actually it's still two lanes, but one becomes a right only lane. So what you have for folks coming from Edison into Piscataway, a lot of times if they catch the light, I think it's at School Street, they're speeding up to get over into sort of what would be the middle lane, which continues straight into Piscataway, versus taking a right onto, I think it would be Haynes. So just a real good common sense thought about any extra safety precautions that you can suggest to the Board of Ed for protection in that particular spot, because it is a super busy street.
Yes, I mean, I do believe that bollards would be a good proposed addition to the proposed plans, adding bollards along the entire frontage of the Stelton Road, as well as at the corner between Stelton and Freedom would be a good safety precaution
I would definitely. I mean, I'm assuming you go back to the Board of Ed. It would be good to recommend to them that just yep. taking that moment to really look at the way that traffic flows in that area. You know, it is very busy.
And Councilwoman Cahill, just to echo those concerns of you and the other board members, nothing prevents, usually these projects are, you know, pretty cut and dried and there's no concerns or issues. But when you do have concerns and issues like this, you could certainly do a resolution addressing the concerns that both the staff has, Ms. Corcoran's raised, the mayor's raised, you've raised, the safety concerns of Reverend Kenny and Mr. Echeverria, in order to memorialize, look, it's not that you're against a playground or an expansion, but we really think these concerns need to be taken into account, not only the safety issues, but also the concerns as to, because this survey, the appropriate documentation really for the board's professional staff to really get their teeth into it, was not provided, at least to just document your concerns moving forward and the board's concerns might be something you want to look into.
Well, as the board chair knows and Mr. Barlow knows, is that if this had been a normal site plan submittal, the whole property would have been taken into consideration for everything. But no fault to you, Mr. Kozik. I mean, you're only doing what you were hired to do. But this is obviously that the facilities committee is made up of a Board of Education members, and the board president, Chantel Cherry, dropped the ball on this one for safety reasons. So they need to remedy this, and I don't know how the heck they're going to deal with the sidewalk issue. So because this is coming, so they need to contact our staff about this. This needs to get resolved, because the last thing that the board wants done is they're going to lose a lawsuit to wheelchair handicap advocates.
Understood, Mayor Waller, and you know we will relay all of your concerns to the Board of Education and meet with them. You know, hopefully we can address the board's concerns, your concerns.
Yeah, make sure you tell Ms. Cherry, who was the board president at the time that signed off on this one, next time she needs to look more thoroughly at these plans that are going through. And yes, take into consideration safety matters, and especially for wheelchair accessibility folks. That's all, Mr. Barlow, unless any board members have anything else.
I was going to say if there's any member of the public that wanted to weigh in, but I don't see any on the meeting.
There's two.
What'd you say?
There's two.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if you want to open.
Any questions or comments? You could raise your hand. If you're on the phone, *6.
Awesome. Is it the board's pleasure that you want to document the concerns in writing in the form of a resolution or not? It's really up to the board.
I think we're going to have to put something in writing, because I just want to make sure, you know, if something were happening, the safety concerns weren't addressed. I don't want something coming back at this board.
I agree with the mayor.
Okay. I mean, as per my notes, I had one, the board professional staff would have liked the survey in order to figure out exactly where everything was going and what's on whose property. Because it's a county road, the Middlesex County Planning Board should probably get some feedback in. The board had concerns about the parking on the site and whether or not it was adequate and whether or not it was in the municipal right of way. Also concerned about the presence of Board of Ed vehicles and activities on the municipal right of way, the location of the lot on Stelton Road with a speed limit of about 40 miles an hour and without adequate protection. And obviously, because they didn't get the materials, I don't think the planning staff is a huge supporter as it's currently designed. That's what my notes, if I missed anything.
I think, Mr. Barlow, I think the other concern is that since they're losing parking spots and potentially more, I'm concerned about the impact on the homes with on-street parking. That,
Inadequate
there's
parking.
always events going on,
Okay.
And two double-sided parking and things like that. So we need to have a, I know this is a unique building because it's one of the, it's probably the oldest building that the school district owns. In an older neighborhood in North Stelton, so, but they got to keep that into account.
That place is to park.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can certainly we can have a resolution that reflects that if someone wants to make that motion, Mayor Dawn or Reverend Kenny, excuse me.
Well, I'll make a motion that we adopt a resolution in regards to the Board of Education or who it may go to in our concerns in regards to the safety of the children being out there and the concerns about the parking and the safety of that area.
We need a second.
Need a second?
Mr. Atkins, a second.
Thank you, Alex. Okay, Mayor Waller?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
What a way.
Oh, we lost Harriet.
Yes.
There we go. Mr. Ahmed? Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Echeverria?
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Mr. Kozak and Mr. Suter, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you for the presentation.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you all. Have a great night.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Right.
Good night, everyone.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Good night.
Happy New Year, everyone. Be safe.
Happy New Year. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.